Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name's Karina. This is actually my third time trying to call. It keeps cutting me off at about a minute in. So let's hope this works this time. I just wanted to call in about some activity going on into the new townhome I just moved into. I've only been here about 6 weeks, or moved into this new townhome about 6 weeks anyway. And it is active. Now, everybody in my family, my siblings, my husband, everybody, they're all convinced and have been for years that it's something to do with me and not necessarily the places I live, but we can get into that a little bit after the story, whenever. So we had been in here maybe about 3 nights, and I had this dream, which a lot of things come to me in my dreams more than anything. And I had this dream, and it was so vivid. It was like a lucid dream. I was in the exact house. Everything, all my decorations, my unpacked boxes was exactly where they were outside of my dream. And I'm standing in my kitchen, and I'm standing next to the counter, kind of leaning on it with my right side. And I had like a small bag of rice or chips, something, and I had set it down on the counter. Well, it was moved off the counter and landed onto the floor, and nobody was in the kitchen with me. Let me mind you again, this is a dream. And so I picked it up, I put it back in the same spot, and I wasn't scared. I wasn't, you know, even in my dream, I felt no kind of tension. And I just kind of thought it was weird. And so I picked it up, I put it there again, and it got knocked off again. That happened one more time in my dream. And I felt, you know, right before I woke up, I was like, okay, I was kind of chuckling, laughing. I was like, okay, all right, fine, you win. I'm not going to put the bag of chips on the counter. And I woke up. That was it. I'm sure the dream lasts longer than that, but that's what I remember. You know, and I'm really big into kind of logging my dreams. And I had dug a little bit deeper and looking into things. I went into the dream dictionary. And it is believed that if you're dreaming of a spirit in your home and it's a dream, then most likely you have a spirit in your home and they're kind of just like letting their presence be known. I'm not saying that's exactly it, or I can't guarantee that that's fact, but that's just what I kind of looked into and read up on. And ever since that night, it's been at least once a day something happened. Actually, this morning, so I wake up at 6 every day, get myself ready for work, get the kids ready, our regular routine. And I have a pretty heavy, not canvas, but a pretty heavy painting of feathers in my dining room. And my dining room and my living room are open, so there's no wall separating. So we're sitting on the couch in the living room. And that big, I mean, the painting is as big as my dining table, hung up right above it. And that just flies off. And it didn't, like, it wasn't like it slid. It went outwards at least 4 or 5 inches. So it kind of felt like it was thrown off instead of just like it slid maybe from the nail, which the nails were perfectly intact, not bent, nothing. And my husband, and I'm sorry for the language, but my husband kind of looked at me. I looked at him. We shrugged it off, kind of chuckled, and he said out loud, he's like, you know, you're kind of an asshole. Like, it's 6 in the morning. You know, you freaked me out. But we don't get scared. Like I said, we don't feel tension. There's another time when my husband was using the restroom, and we have like a little stand there with all of our little things. We've got little kids, so we keep wipes, diapers, everything in the bathroom. And we have a candle sitting there, and the candle just has gotten thrown right off the trash can. I mean, there's so many incidents. My daughter had a bunch of friends over staying the night, probably about 2 weekends ago. And I'm upstairs there in the basement where her room is. And I just hear a bunch of kids screaming. I mean, there's at least 5, 6 kids. A bunch of kids, and they just start screaming, like not terrifyingly scream, but they scream. And they book it upstairs, and I hear all their little feet, and I'm panicking, thinking something's seriously wrong. And all the kids are telling me the same thing. They said the guitar moved. So my daughter had gotten a brand new guitar, and it's a pretty nice one. It's not a little play guitar. It's a good guitar. And they're screaming and they're saying, it moved, it moved, it moved. And, you know, I don't want to sit there. My daughter's really open to ghosts, and I'm very receptive to a lot of things and talk about it openly. And I teach her, you know, not all ghosts are bad. They don't always have to be negative. So she wasn't quite as freaked out. And she's calm, really. I mean, she's kind of worried that all the kids are freaking out. And the guitar had moved. I mean, slid over. A couple other incidents. A lot of the time, going up and down the stairs, it's like you can hear footsteps. And they're not hardwood stairs either. Carpeted. I hear that all the time. Now, my thing that is very evident to me more so lately, I guess now that we're getting more settled in, is I will be relaxing, and it's usually in the living room. I'll be relaxing, watching TV, and out of nowhere, I'll just get a wave of coldness, chill. And I mean, I could feel it to my fingertips, to my toes, and I'm just shivering. But it's like not a cold from, I guess, like you would say, like cold wind or something. It's just a weird feeling, makes my hair stand up. But I don't get scared necessarily. I can feel something. I can just feel it. But, you know, not every time when I feel that does something happen. So, I mean, I have plenty more incidents. I just kind of thought it was cool to talk about, or, you know, I know that there's always a lot of scary ghost stories, and this one I don't think is scary. We are probably, you know, I guess I'm okay with having a spirit in the home. There's boundaries, and we don't like to be freaked out at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I just want to talk about that a little bit. Thought it was interesting, kind of positive. I don't know. Maybe I'm one of those weirdos that are fine with coexisting with a spirit in my home, as long as they're respectful. Now, I don't know if I'll get cut off, but I wanted to go back into something I had said in the beginning, is a lot of my family, my husband especially, believes that I have an entity, but not a negative entity. I've never, you know, if anything, I'm 50-50. I'm on the fence whether I want to believe it or not. I've had weird incidents. I have a lot of things happening around me. I mean, 24/7, but I don't hear them. I don't see like shadows. I don't, you know, I haven't ever. I've seen one spirit and I was a young girl. You know, I don't even know if I would consider myself sensitive, maybe just things. I'm more vigilant to the things happening. But I will say there is one incident. I was in a really dark place. I was about 14 and my husband, then we were still together. We're going on 12 years. But we were young. We were teenagers. His mom had passed away. And unfortunately, him and I were the ones that had came home from a friend's house and found his mom passed away. So it was a really traumatic time for us. We're young teenagers. At that time, I had started dabbling into tarot cards, pendulums, things like that. I've never touched Ouija, never will. But my mom she's very spiritual and she loves those things. And I was young and went through a lot, so I became curious. And one night, and again, we were in such a dark place. And one night I had a dream that I was sitting next to a river and I was just so thirsty. And in my dream, the devil, I wouldn't say the devil, but like a creepy looking, to me, it felt like the devil, but I feel like that was the only thing I can even use to explain this person thing, was sitting next to the river or sitting next to me by the river and put their arm around me, almost in a way of like comfort. I don't know, but I remember in this dream, I was so thirsty. I couldn't drink the river. I couldn't touch the water, anything. And it kind of freaked me out, but I wasn't scared. That's the thing is I didn't feel threatened, scared. I just kind of like was really thinking about it when I had woken up. Like I said, this person thing almost felt comforting to me in this dream. And my husband, Ben, who was my boyfriend, told me, he was like, that's weird. He said, I don't know what to say. And he looked at me like, you saw a ghost. And I guess in my sleep, and I don't often talk about sleep, but in my sleep, I told him, get her a glass of effing water. Obviously, we know what word I'm referring to, but get her a glass of effing water. And he said it kind of freaked him out, but he figured I was just talking in my sleep until I told him that the next day. There's so many more things I can talk about, but we're on a limited time. There's a lot of reasons why there very well may be something that kind of sticks to me. Nothing I'm scared of or frightened by. But a lot of people, almost everybody in my life sees it. And, you know, a lot of the time I would just like to think that maybe I'm just really receptive to these things, or I'm more vigilant. I don't have any crazy incidents where I can hear them or I've ever seen one. So I guess I'm kind of still set back on fully believing it. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. Sorry, I kind of drug it out a little bit. I'm just excited to get to call in and talk about the things currently going on in my home. And I will probably keep you guys updated or call back with some more stories. Have a good one, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.